was wondering if you would tell us what's different about structuring a play or the book for a play versus structuring a novel or short story.
It's a lot tougher. There's a ladder of difficulty that you can climb as a writer, and I think at the very bottom are big novels that have a lot of characters that you tell from a third-person, omniscient point of view, and you can jump from character to character. You go up another step, and there are movies where you're even blocked out of any character's thoughts. You're totally dependent on dialogue and on facial expression and body language and all that. But at the very top are plays where you're not only barred from anybody's thought processes, but you're limited in terms of what the stage can do and the lighting can do, and usually limited to cast, and you become a slave to scene changes and all that. So it's difficult to get an audience to suspend disbelief under those circumstances, but that's the challenge and that's the fun.
What's it like in the collaborative process here? You're accustomed to creating alone. And here you are with John Mellencamp, no less.
John's great to work with. He and I are the same in the sense that we both came from blue-collar roots, and we live in small rural communities. So we spoke the same language, and we had the same vision about what we wanted to do. It was kind of the anti-Broadway, where we wanted to work on a smaller canvas with a smaller cast, and particularly without the 20 or 30 piece orchestra. We were sort of interested in an American feel, so a lot more Big River than Phantom of the Opera.
The story centers on two estranged brothers and their father. The father harbors the secret of his own two older brothers, who came to untimely ends decades earlier. And as the family drama plays out in the present day, the Ghost Brothers recount their own violent past.
Well, Cain rose up to slay Abel. So they ran him out of town. And deep down in our souls and hearts, Cain is still around.
I think that it's really interesting to take a dramatic story and set it to music, and the darker, the better. And if the audience responds to the basic story ideas and to the music, then it's going to be a success because people respond to good entertainment, whether it's dark or light.
It's not like you haven't achieved enough in your lifetime. I think it's very impressive that you're still wanting to grow and work in other media.
Yeah, I do. I want to keep it fresh, and I want to find new ways to challenge myself. And I don't want to dig a rut and furnish it if I can help it. And one of the things about this is I think that when John and I went into it, we both understood that we were inexperienced at what we were doing. And that's a way of going back to the beginning. And I think we both understood that the chances of failure were fairly high. And that in itself is intoxicating. I mean, John could go ahead and make, Jack and Diane or Pink Houses over and over and over again, but he hasn't been content to do that. And I don't want to do it either. And, you know, when we were talking about dark musicals, how about West Side Story?
Good point. West Side, Romeo and Juliet did not end happily. I think this is really exciting. I'm curious to know how you feel about working with the Alliance, and I wonder what your impressions are so far of this company and taking this huge step with them.
When we talked about getting a venue to open Ghost Brothers, quote-unquote, out of town, one of the things that we wanted to do was to stay away from the intellectual track of New York, Boston, and Los Angeles. So we wanted somewhere in mid-America, if possible. And John and I have geographical considerations. He's from Indiana, and I'm from Maine. And we wanted, if possible, to find something on the East Coast where we could almost commute back and forth so that we could be as hands-on as possible. And one of the choices that we had was the Alliance. And I came down and I looked at the facility, I looked at the stage, and I was just sort of knocked on my fanny. Susan Booth is a bonus. I had no idea. Susan is so professional, and she has a lot of experience at this. She has a beautiful facility at her disposal. There's a lot of talent here. But I'm really glad to be here. It feels like home.